Fraser Shipyards in Superior will do steelwork and repairs for 7 boats in the harbor this winter. Operations Director Tom Corelli says they're doubling their workforce to about 200 people.
We're really grateful that the vessels keep coming back here. We're a good place for them to have their work done because they're right here at the start of the year where they can take their load and head right down the lakes.
Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Ekvassil says they expect U.S. flag vessels on the Great Lakes to spend about $75 million for inspections, surveys, and repairs. Ekvassil says Lakers will carry cargo until the Soo locks close on January 15th.
Typically, we'll see some iron ore keep running out of Escanaba until the end of January.
The last ocean-going vessel left the Twin Ports this weekend. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Ekvassil says they expect U.S. flag vessels on the Great Lakes to spend about $75 million for inspections, surveys, and repairs. Ekvassil says Lakers are expected to arrive for layup in early to mid-January.
Engines are going to be overhauled, and they're going to be replacing some conveyor belts on the self-unloaders and relining some cargo holds.
Ekvassil says around $6 million was spent to repair ice damage to vessels this past spring, which meant more work for Fraser Shipyards in Superior. Operations Director Tom Corelli says they had 10 boats in the harbor last winter.
But when they departed here, most of them ended up coming back for a little bit with ice damage, so it was kind of like the gift of cable and giving.
Corelli says they'll do steel work and repairs for 7 boats this winter. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.